Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, November 14th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. The New England Patriots are 8-2 in their top of the AFC. I think they're top in the whole NFL league. And join us all the way from the Bay Area, who knows how to be in top of the league, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Oh man, it is good to be on the Sportcast talking about my favorite sport, NFL football. Oh man, what a wonderful game. That was so much better than the Monday game that we saw. Oh, but man, Jay Fields, I mean, he was running. They couldn't stop him in the first quarter, and I was like, okay, all right, Jay Fields.
He had a better game.
He had a good game. And then what happened? They had a guy named Henderson. The Patriots had Henderson. And this kid, I think he got what we call a hat trick. He got 3 points, man. He ran 2 touchdowns and caught a touchdown. And kid was on fire last night. This kid is doing great. 9 carries, 62 yards. Average wasn't high, but he didn't need to because he went. Did you see the run where he did a twist? He did a spin around, and they were still trying to hold him down, and he dragged him into the end zone. I was just like, wow.
I did not see that play. Wow. I know you guys California.
Here you go.
This one?
Wait a minute. Nope, that's not the one.
Keep talking. I'll try to find it.
All right. This kid, oh, my goodness. Man, it was so – nope, that's not
– wait. This one.
Yeah, that's it. Look at him. Look, see that? Push. That was the one. Okay, look at this. Spin. Look at that spin. Come on, guys. Come on. Boom.
Who does that remind you of?
When I see something like that, I think of like Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch. I think of even Barkley last year when Barkley was on fire. I see a little bit of Jonathan Taylor. I mean, this kid got
– baby.
You gotta have leg strength to carry that many guys into the end zone. I was so impressed with this kid. This kid is great. They better bubble wrap him because they're gonna need him in the playoffs. Make sure he's good to go because he's gonna help them out. Also gotta get a shout out to Stephon Diggs because Stephon Diggs got over 100 yards. I think he got like 105. He didn't score a touchdown, but he was him and Mac Hollins. You know, they don't have Butte, so Mac Hollins had to step up, and he looked good. They look good, man. Oh, and May, you know, Hunter.
Don't forget about Drake May.
Drake May. Oh, my God. Let's talk. I wanted to save him the best for last. This kid, I'm going to call him the comeback kid. I'm going to call him the comeback player and the coach.
Why do you say comeback player? Because he didn't have a good season a year ago, first season?
Yeah, man. Everybody doubted him. A lot of people, I was talking to you earlier, and a lot of people didn't even want to go play for the Patriots, man. Because there was, no offense to the guys, but some of the guys ain't really, you know.
Hey, San Francisco was in that position after Montana left, right?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. And it happens, man. It's like, I want to go to a team that I got star players, you know, you got chess pieces. You don't want to be like the main guy and you have nobody else. Nobody wants that. unless they're paying you a lot of money, then you're gonna go. But otherwise, man, these guys are not playing with superstars. But that's always been the Patriots. Always been the Patriots, you know. Even when Tom Brady was there, it's like, who are these guys? You know, and they win the Super Bowl,
Quite something. The Patriots are 9-2 after this win last night. The best record in the NFL confirmed by our fact checkers. Henderson became the second rookie in Patriots history, Ray, if you did not know this, to have multiple rushing touchdowns in consecutive games.
Yeah.
He's joining Curtis Martin, who played for the Jets.
Yeah.
The irony. He had a three-game streak and a two-game streak in 1995, which I was not alive. Not kidding. I wasn't.
His last game, he have like a 66, and then he did a 59 touchdown in the last game. So I'm like, okay, this is it a fluke? Is he going to do this again? And then sure enough, kid's good. He's good. Nothing but once again, it is the Jets, folks. It is the Jets.
One of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, it is
the Jets. Titans, with the Saints. And yes. The Raiders. We put the Raiders in that
pool. Oh, I'm even throw the Cardinals in there too. I'll throw the Cardinals.
No, I don't think they're in that bubble.
They don't have Marvin Harris Jr. right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But Jacoby Brissett, it feels like he fits in well with that system, Ray.
He does. He
has Trey McBride.
He is right now gelling, doing better than what Murray's doing, and I think this is it for Murray. They're going to have to get rid of him because if he remains on the roster, they're going to have to pay him some guaranteed money. And they don't want to pay that guaranteed money if they can, you know, you got a draft that's coming in with young quarterbacks. You don't need them.
What's your great draft class coming 26 and 27?
Yeah.
You don't, following. So,
you know, and he's, you know, he's been around, but he still could you plug him in a system somewhere? Yes,
I can see him go to the Jets or the Browns. It feels like those teams are vulnerable to get him.
The Jets could definitely use him. but the thing about the problem with Murray though is they always the coaches and the staff had to get him to get like dude
to study the plays,
study the plays. It's you know, job.
He will not do it at the locker room. Will not do it on his spare time.
Yeah,
it's not that guy. Well, anyways, speaking about the Cardinals, Brock Purdy's going to start this weekend. Official, he is out of. I think he had turf toe, not third degree, second degree or first degree. He's coming back after a Mac Jones streak is run, but the coach says it's Brock time. Jones, thank you for your services. You're back to QB2.
Hey, you won't thank you. You had my spot, and guess what? I'm back, and now you have to go back to QB2. That's just how it is. The NFL, not for long. But, you know, I think Purdy's coming in at the right time because we got the Cardinals. Then we got the Panthers. We got the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Browns, and the Titans. Come on now. Come on. Look at that.
It was coordinated like that. It was planned. The $52 million quarterback. As Ray said, they got the Cardinals, then the Panthers, Browns, Titans. The Colts is the hardest game.
Yes. Yeah.
December 22nd.
Yeah. I mean, and this is playoff, guys. This is the time you need to start looking at the playoffs. We're in the hunt for the playoffs. We are in the hunt. We're getting our quarterback. And I just got to say, Mac Jones, as a 49er fan, thank you for your service. Thank you. Because he did win games. He did a great job. CMC, what's up, Reaver? I see you in the chat. How you doing, buddy? We're in it. We're in it, and we're getting our guy back. And we still have CMC.
Healthy in November. So that's pretty good so far. So looking at the standings, now that you're going to touch on it, who do you think is the better team, the Seahawks or the Rams? Everyone's saying the Rams. Brett said last night was the Rams. Do you think
I'm going to tell you it's the Rams, and I'm going to tell you why. Because McDonald, he didn't – his last game, he didn't do too good.
He got pretty.
he got on with like 100 and something yards and he got a touchdown. But then after that touchdown, he didn't do look at the stats of the last game.
Seahawks, they got Sam Darnold, 178 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
Yeah, I mean, and then he was 10 for 12.
That's not good.
The defense pretty much, you know, their defense is good. But let me tell you why I think the Rams are better, because they have their balance. They got a great offense. Matt Stafford is playing excellent football this year. They got a great offense and they got a great defense. And if you look at the defense, their defense, I think, is ranked number two, number three in the league. Their defense is really good. And they got veterans. They got players. They look great. And Matt Stafford is a Super Bowl champion.
Winner. Number one defense, the Texans. Everyone's saying it. Then number two, Browns. Three, Broncos. Four, Chargers. Five, Packers. Chiefs, six. Seven, Lions. Eight, Patriots. Nine, Seahawks. Falcons. And then Rams at number 11. This list looks pretty accurate.
I don't know about that, man. Who did this list? Who did that list?
Fox Sports, I believe.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you go and look, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, we can agree the Texans are number one.
I like the Broncos. I
don't know how the Browns are number two.
The only reason why the Broncos are even doing good is because of the defense. Because your boy Bo Nix, which I like Bo Nix, he only turns it on the fourth quarter, folks. Fourth quarter. All right.
And Cortland Sutton, too.
Yeah, that's it. It's fourth quarter, but it's been the Broncos defense that's been keeping them alive. But
this weekend, so
yeah, but I think those are points. You also got to look at the sacks, you got to look at the fumbles, you got to look at the takeaways and stuff like that. As you know, also, I think that if you're looking at it, it says total allowed
21,
dude. We used to, hey. It is what it is. Once upon a time ago, we used to be a very good defensive team. But
you offloaded a lot of people.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Our running game, we scrimmage points. Our running game's legit with CMC. And also we have, what's his name, running behind us, Brian. So
it's not Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson.
Which
he wants to run more, he said. I think he said in a press conference.
His last couple of games, I think he got a touchdown. They gave him a little bit more snaps. So, but I have, like I said, are we gonna somehow find a way to get in the playoffs? We'll find a way.
I think you will. Now with Brock Purdy coming back, Brandon, you expected to return in a few weeks. Ray, do you need him or not really? If he comes, okay, it's great. Win-win, whatever.
We need him. He's talent. And he got paid. We paid him.
He's worth a
lot. He got paid. Look, man, if I'm an owner and I paid you, own your check. You got guaranteed money. You need to own up and play. You got paid.
I remember like, one time the Commanders forced Carson Wentz to play because they were paying him a lot of money. But everyone was like, no, not him. Don't play him. But it's contractual decision.
That's why general managers get fired, because they're the ones that do the deals with the agents to get this money and they get the guaranteed money. But nobody messed up as Cleveland. Cleveland, the Watson deal, I think, is the worst deal ever.
Which he may be coming back this season. He might.
He ain't coming back. I think he's right now so bad. I think he's so bad right now that they might just even bite the bullet and just pay
eat
him.
It. Just eat.
Just
it.
Eat the money. Because
like what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson a couple years ago.
Exactly.
And he's exactly. Done. He's QB3 now for the Giants.
I know. Jameis Winston. Come on, man.
Hey, man. Something Mike Kafka, new interim coach, is seeing in him.
Come on, man. That's just so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful, man. Wow. Russell. Don't get me wrong, I like Jameis Winston, but come on. Russell, he's a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl, and
I don't know. Is his Hall of Fame like stock going down, or doesn't, or this stuff is just.
I think that's why he's going to retire. I think that's why he's getting out of the game, because you just don't want to keep, because then now you're playing in all these teams and you're a backup and stuff, and you get these negative points. I'm gonna go out where everybody knows, like, man, he won a Super Bowl and yada yada yada.
Yeah,
you know, could have won two Super Bowls if they would have handed the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, that's the biggest question mark. Anyways, before we go into predictions, Steph Curry splits with Under Armour this week after more than a decade. He's going independent, but I heard he could sign with like other shoe companies. Hopefully not a Chinese one. Ray, is this a big disappointer?
Let me tell you something, folks. I got Under Armour shoes.
Me too.
My son has Under Armour shoes. Curry went to his camp and he bought all the kids Under Armour shoes and laptops for school, with backpacks, with school supplies. Curry is a wonderful guy. His wife also brought out a catering service to give kids healthy lunches.
That's awesome.
At their camp. Curry's a great guy. Whatever he does, he's going to, we always going to love Curry in the Bay, no matter what, where he goes. And he got enough money that he can make his own shoe company, folks. He don't need Under Armour. He could do his own shoe.
He actually had a stake with Under Armour, but I don't know what happened there. Either Under Armour wasn't selling enough shoes, or he wanted to go a different direction. Also, before we go, Draymond Green said that he didn't feel right with this Warriors team this year. Felt like everyone had like their own agendas. You think he's right? The Warriors are not looking good.
You know what? Draymond Green need to just sometimes just be quiet, and just be humble. Humble yourself. Even though you got the freedom to say what you want, but look, man, not everybody will probably, you know, everybody got their own thing that they want to do. You know, so, and you know what, man. Sports is like a marriage, and sometimes marriage stay together, and sometimes, unfortunately, marriages fall apart.
It doesn't work out.
If you told me the Splash Brothers wouldn't be together, you know, I thought they were going to go out and retire together on top. It didn't happen.
DW says you. I don't know.
If yes. You know. What's up, David? What? And he's going, hey.
Oh man, well, quite something, a lot going on in sports, but we got to predict this weekend because week 11 is going to be good.
Yes,
we got some good games, 2-3 games. I say maybe Ray has more or less, or maybe he might have it as one, but we're going to predict NFL week 11 because it's midseason. All right, let's go. First game of in Madrid versus the Commanders at 9:30 in the morning. It's probably 6:05 in the morning for Ray for the seventh and final international game of the season. Miami Rice focus after a big win versus Bills, while the Commanders adjust to new defensive play caller and a major injuries at cornerback and defensive tackle. The Commanders' strong run game matches up against a vulnerable Dolphins run defense. Predictions are split. Ray, what are your thoughts? Who's going to win this one?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Dolphins, man. I saw that last stinker that Mariota did in that last game. I think the Dolphins are. I think the Dolphins are gonna win this one. You're gonna see some Tua love, and that David, you heard David's got Tua on his fantasy team, so I predict Tua might get like three or four touchdowns in this game in Madrid.
I got as well. The new GM, Chan Bailey, is doing something. Maybe letting go of the GM could have a little wind bump. Let's go to Buffalo. Buffalo lost against Miami last week. Now they're going up against the Buccaneers, but they're pretty injured. Tampa's preparing for Josh Allen and NFL's top rushing offense, while Buffalo's defense tries to rebound after a loss against Miami. The Bucs will lean heavily on Rashad. And Buffalo looks to avoid turnovers. Ray, who do you have? Buccaneers at Bills. Pretty cool.
Man, I love me some Baker Mayfield because he's my quarterback on my fantasy team. But, man, I love Josh Allen even more. I got the Bills Mafia, the Buffalo Bills. I got the win. They're playing. It's cold, folks. It's cold in Buffalo right now.
It's cold in Buffalo, especially in November. I also got the Bills, so we'll see what happens. Jaguars had a terrible loss. They lost against the Texans without C.J. Stroud, David Mills. The Chargers, Justin Herbert enters a battered behind an injured offensive line, and Jacksonville hopes its underperforming pass rush finally dominates a favorable matchup. The Chargers rely on the pass while Trevor Lawrence seeks his 80th career touchdown. Who do you have in Jacksonville, Chargers at Jaguars?
You know what, man? I got to go with the Chargers. I'm going with the Chargers. I like Herbert. Yes, the offense line is beat up, but they still have some really key offensive players. And I like Herbert, man. And Maker's in here. He's got Herbert as his quarterback. I love me some Herbert and Hallball. Chargers.
I got Jacksonville. They're at home. They're unpredictable, most unpredictable team, I think, in the NFL.
They are.
Let's go to New York. New interim coach, Giants. The Packers come into the Meadowlands. Green Bay works to fix its slumping offense. They didn't score much last week, Ray, and may put more on Jordan Love. The Giants are with the new interim coach, Mike Kafka, and Packers, Josh Jacobs, draw a prime matchup. Who do you have? Packers 5-3-1 at Giants 2-8.
Jamie Winston ain't ready for that Packer, boy. Packers defense, they ain't ready. Okay, James Winston is not ready for that Packers defense. I got the Packers.
Are we going to see the interception, James Winston, or the gunslinger, James Winston?
You're going to see the not the gunslinger. Come on, man. They're going to be running after him. He's going to be running for his life on that field. You're going to see interceptions. You're going to see fumbles. You're going to see pressure. You might even see a safety. That's what I predict.
Let's go to Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's rookie guards face a major test against Pittsburgh's elite pass rush by Nick Herbig. Pittsburgh's aim to stop running back Chase Brown after he torched them earlier in the season. Expect tight end usage from the Steelers. Bengals 3-6 at Steelers 5-4. Steelers need to win because Ravens are looking hot right now.
I think, and they heard you. They heard you, Santiago. And that's why I got the Steelers to win. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to crank it up with Metcalf. And I think that Steelers D is going to put something on the Bengals. But, guys, Burrow is practicing. He's been practicing, so stay tuned.
He's just doing a walkthrough in the practice field.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go to Minnesota. Caleb Williams continues his late-gamer heroics. Ray likes Caleb. While Minnesota worries about J.J. McCarthy's accuracy, now complicated by a bruising throwing hand, Chicago's division struggles linger and turnovers loom large. Who do you have? Bears at Vikings, NFC North Derby.
Dude, the Bears are hot this year, man. I love Khalid Williams. I love Swift. I love
DJ Moore.
Dude, he's got all these receivers that he could throw it to. Even if Moore, he can throw it to other guys. I got the Bears, and they got a really up and coming tight end too. I got the Bears. JJ
Colston Loveland.
Yeah. Oh yeah. JJ.
The land of love.
JJ's hurt, and I'm not 100% sold on JJ. And then Aaron Jones. I don't know what Aaron Jones you gonna get. He's banged
free
up.
Aaron Jones.
He's banged up though. He got a shoulder injury. He got an ankle injury. So I don't know how he's gonna play. He's playing through pain. But I got the Bears.
The Bears. Let's go to Tennessee. Houston tries a third time to reach 500 and faces a Titans team they shut out earlier this season. Tennessee struggles to score, Ray, but rookie quarterback Cam Ward hopes to change that. Texans running back Woody Marks is emerging as a reliable weapon. Who do you have? Texans at Titans. I think Davis Mills is playing again.
I got to give it up to the Texans, man. I have no faith in the Titans. I'm not going to say they're the worst team, man. They're getting there. They're getting there. I'm not going to put that on them yet, but they're getting there. But Cam has flashes sometimes, But at the end of the day, man, you got a rookie quarterback, and he's learning the game. So I got the Texans, even with Mills. And Marks is doing his thing. I like Marks.
That's a good QB too, Davis Mills. Let's go to Atlanta. Carolina's offense has stalled, unable to generate the downfield plays while defenses load up against Rico Dowdle. Atlanta's Drake London is one of the NFL's hot receivers, Ray. You know that. Facing a Panthers defense that plays zone at level at league high rates, ideal for his skill set. Panthers 5-5, Atlanta 3-6.
I got the Falcons, man. I love me some DJ. I think he's a great running back. So I see him doing a lot of damage, and I see London. I got the and they're playing in the ATL. So yeah, I got the Falcons, man. I got the Falcons.
I got Carolina. I think it's a toss up in a way. Atlanta could have good games, but they could also have bad games.
They're playing in ATL. If they were playing with the Panther Stadium, I would give it to the Panthers. But I think ATL, and I think that crowd is gonna get them going. I got Falcons.
There you have it. Let's go to Los Angeles. The game of the weekend, according to Ray,
These
NFC West foes are tied up atop the division at 7-2. This could be the tiebreaker, and have won four straight games. Los Angeles has the second best title odds, and Seattle has the fifth best. Who do you have? Seahawks at Rams 7-2. Who will be 8-2?
I got the Rams, man. I got the Rams as a 49er. 49er fans, we're watching this game because whoever wins, they're going to be on the top. I got the Rams.
I got the Rams, too. I like Puka.
I got the Rams. Same here. I love me some Puka.
We know what Ray's going to pick, but what do you want to see from San Francisco versus the Cardinals, who is going to be without Fred Warner?
Yeah, but you know what? We get Brock Purdy back, and I'm going to be keeping my eyes, seeing how he plays. I hope he's well. You know, his foot's okay and he can pivot, and you know, we don't need him to run. We just need to manage the game, Brock. Just manage the game. And here's the thing: if he looks horrible, get him out and you put Mac Jones in there. But there's no reason we should be losing to the Cardinals. I love Brissett, don't get me wrong. I think Brissett is a great bride, and but guess what? No Harrison. Harrison's out.
That's a Marvin big
Harrison's. Marvin Harrison Jr. is out.
Good kid. So,
yeah. 49ers. 49ers.
He has a cool dad, by the way.
Yes, he does.
Let's go to Cleveland with an 8 straight win. No, sorry. Lamar Jackson is limited by knee soreness, and Cleveland's defense remains elite. They're number 2, apparently, according to that list. Mm-hmm. Miles Garrett has a long history of success versus Baltimore. Ray, you know this. The Ravens receivers, especially Zay Flowers, have a strong matchup. Who do you have? Ravens 4-5 at Cleveland Browns 2-7. Tickets are being sold $6 in Cleveland.
Oh, man. I got the Ravens, man. I got the Ravens. I love me some Mark Andrew. I think Mark Andrew, since hurt, Lamar, and he's not going to be really running that much, he still got Likely. He still can dish it off to Andrew. You still got King Henry.
Where's Derrick Henry?
You got Zay Flowers. You can throw it up to Zay Flowers or Bateman, one of those guys. And I don't know. The defense ain't going to do too great, though. I don't think the Ravens' defense is going to do too great, but I think the offense is going to step up.
Miles Gary, so, watch out for that guy.
I got the Ravens.
Another game of the week, Chiefs at Broncos with an 8 straight win. Denver would make it very tough for Kansas City to challenge their 10th executive AFC West crown. Kansas City looks to avoid another losing streak as Chris Jones deals with a slow start. Denver enters on a 7-game win streak with the league's best pass rush, hoping to pressure Patrick Mahomes, especially with cornerback Pat Surtain out. Who do you have? Chiefs 5-4, Broncos 8-2.
I got to go with the Chiefs, man. I've been watching some of the games of the Broncos, and I'm not liking what I've been seeing lately. And the Chiefs. There won't be no – I think Pacheco is probably not going to play, so you're probably going to see a lot of Hunt running the ball and Rice. I mean, Rice is back. So if Rice is covered, look for Hollywood Brown or maybe Kelsey. But I got the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs as well. Let's go to Philly. Another game of the week. There's 3 to 4 games.
This is my
this
game.
Weekend.
This is my official.
This is
game,
Ray's right game. Not this a bad way to end the day with the first place Philly 7-2. At first place, Detroit 6-3 playing on Sunday Night Football. Lions coach will be doing the play calling. Dan Campbell. Who do you have? Lions at the Eagles.
Man, let me tell you something. The Eagles' last game was horrible. Horrible. Horrible game. So with that, I'm going with the Lions. I'm going with the Lions at the Eagles.
How about A.J. Brown playing video games saying, do not pick me up on fantasy. Drop me.
You saw the last game. I mean, there was one nice pass that came towards him, but he didn't get it. You know, it was Devontae that was scoring. Even the dirt didn't even do anything. Even they kept running Barkley. And I'm like, why are they running Barkley so many times? Go to the air. When I said went to the air, he went to the air, and who caught it was Devontae, and he scored a touchdown. But I got the Lions, man, because you know what? There's a guy called Gibbs, and he's pretty good. He's a good running back.
He's doing good for my fantasy team.
Same here.
But there you have it. Monday Night Football, Cowboys at Raiders. Another bad game. Cowboys seem to be the better team. Do you have any benefit of the doubt for Las Vegas?
Man, I got no love for Las Vegas. Only when I go there and I'm at a resort. That's the only love I got for Las Vegas. I ain't got no love for none of them teams. Going Cowboys.
Cowboys at Raiders. I'm going to go with Cowboys as well. Another dome stadium. But there you have it. Week 11, 3 or 4 good games, right?
I would say. This is a great week. It's a very important week because there's a lot of teams that they got to win these games. Got to win these games.
It's a must win.
Yes.
It's a must win. Well, there you have it. Week 11. Watch out this weekend. Ray, what's the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Fred Warner?
Ray3473 on X on Thread, and I stream on RayRay3473 at Twitch. Check me out. I like to play games and stream, and I do fantasy football, man. So, that's it.
And Makers of Chaos 12 says, yo.
Yes. So Maker and David or DW, they play in a league with me. Reaver the Beaver, he is in my Discord, good friend of mine. So thank you guys for your support. Make sure everybody talk about the Sportcast because we got so many wonderful guys on this roster that are you can talk about any sports you want, and they're very smart, and I love Instagram, I love on YouTube. Go and check the videos, hit the likes, hit the thumbs up, and do some comments, please, because these guys are fabulous.
Thank you. You took the script from me. And also, don't forget to go to our website, thesportscast.net. Also, X, Instagram, thesportscast1. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. A lot of sports going on. So, but anyways, Ray, always like to hang out with you towards the end of the week.
Yes, I look forward to Fridays, man. I cut my phone off and tell my wife, hey, I'm going to be talking with San Diego. Don't call me for 30 minutes. Don't call me during this time because I'm talking football with Santiago. And yes, love it.
There you go. And that was your update.